and girls in Afghanistan continues to deteriorate. Ongoing economic and political instability has led to difficult circumstances for minority women and girls. Confronting intersectional discrimination, minority women and girls have seen their livelihoods severely eroded in recent months. This especially includes the Hazara community, a largely Shia ethnic minority that has long faced violence and discrimination. Prior to August 2021, minority women in Afghanistan have tended to have a higher degree of participation in economic and social life, including greater representation in the workforce. The closure of women-run businesses has disproportionately impacted these women, their economic security, and that of their dependents. Several Hazara women business owners in Kabul have reported that their establishments have been shut down by authorities. These measures have intergenerational effects, exacerbated by mounting restrictions on access to education, curtailing prospects for girls. The visibility of minority women has left them particularly vulnerable to targeting by the Taliban. Minority women working with NGOs in Kabul and Kandahar have received warnings and death threats from local authorities. This is a consequence of the language they speak, their face, as well as their gender. In light of this situation, we call on the HRC to ensure that the specific circumstances affecting minority women and girls are duly monitored, documented, and addressed. I thank you.